Today is February 21, 2020. You're listening to a summary of the European Equities Thematic Playbook from Market Desk Research. Title: Europe. Emerging from a troubled decade. International equities underperformed U.S. equities over the last decade. U.S. equities produced a total return of 346% between 2009 and 2019. Over the same time period, emerging markets produced a 125% total return, developed markets produced a 115% total return, and Europe produced a 128% total return. The reasons for U.S. outperformance are widely documented. Stronger economic and corporate earnings growth. A stronger U.S. dollar raised the cost of servicing dollar-denominated loans. The ongoing U.S.-China trade dispute widened the U.S. versus international equity story as investors feared the impact of a China slowdown on international equities. However, there are signs the backdrop for international equities has improved recently after a decade of underwhelming performance and negative storylines. Europe is emerging from a disappointing decade. The continent faced increased political uncertainty, a sovereign debt crisis, and weak global economic growth. Investors underweighted the region. However, the trend of European equity underperformance could be reversing. Below are three reasons investors should increase their allocation to European equities. 1. Current valuation levels versus U.S. European equities struggled to overcome multiple negative storylines over the last decade. Continent-wide and individual country political crises. Weak corporate earnings growth. Disappointing economic data. These issues combined to pressure European equity valuations and resulted in a widening valuation gap relative to U.S. equities. In our view, the current EU-U.S. equity valuation gap prices in the majority of the above risks. It provides a margin of safety, which allows investors to be more patient as the earnings story develops. 2. Embedded optionality from higher emerging markets exposure. Europe tends to be more cyclical and exposed to emerging market growth than the U.S. over the last decade. Europe's EM exposure was a negative due to the impact from low global growth and weak commodity prices on EM economies. Now that a U.S.-China trade deal is signed and global central banks are engaged in monetary easing, Europe's EM exposure turns into a positive in our view. 3. Divergent policy and political uncertainty. During the last decade, Europe experienced a significant amount of political uncertainty due to the UK's decision to leave the EU and the rise of far-right government in individual countries. US politics were relatively more stable. Now the roles are reversing. In Europe, there is a clearer Brexit path, and the EU has moved away from the brink of total collapse. In contrast, the US holds elections in 2020, and the Trump administration has increasingly taken an isolationist stance. The diverging political fortunes support European equities in our view. Here's the timeline. The last decade for European equities has shown there is no set time frame for a global region to turn around. However, the ingredients are coming together for European equities to outperform. European equities valuations are attractive relative to US peers. Global trade is moving toward normalization after the US-China trade deal was signed and NAFTA 2.0 was finalized. The U.S. is entering a year of political uncertainty while Europe is moving away from the brink of total collapse. In our view, European equities are attractive today. Investors should increase their portfolio allocation to Europe. There are multiple ways to structure an investment in European equities. The high-level investment thesis behind each option is the same. 1. European equities are more exposed to global growth than the U.S. 2. The recent drop in global growth does not equal negative global growth. And 3. European equity valuations are attractive relative to their U.S. peers. Below are three potential ways to implement European equity exposure into a portfolio. 1. Regional exposure. Broad exposure across the entire European region is the most straightforward way to invest. This option views all of Europe as one economic region, which is generally true due to the common euro currency and economic ties of the various individual countries. Large-cap focused ETFs will be more directly exposed to global growth and emerging markets. Small-cap focused ETFs will also be correlated to global growth and emerging markets, but their benefit will come indirectly through exposure to large-cap supply chains. Small caps also provide higher beta exposure to European economic growth. 2. Targeted country exposure. The European sovereign debt crisis exposed economic differences among European countries. This presents an opportunity for investors to own single-name country ETFs instead of broad European exposure. Targeted country exposure provides a different risk profile due to country-specific risks but is likely to benefit from a broad pickup in European earnings. Below are three European countries with additional investment catalysts. First, the United Kingdom, which voted to leave the EU in 2016. The UK's internal battle to leave the EU over the past 3 years resulted in the country's equities trading at a discount. Now that there is a clearer Brexit path, UK equities could outperform. In addition, Ireland could benefit from the UK's EU departure by becoming a post-Brexit trade route into the UK. The second country is Italy. Italian equities have struggled due to the country's political dysfunction. Earlier this year, populist leader Matteo Salvini lost a regional election. Salvini's loss provides a level of support to the fragile Italian government. The third country is Germany. In our view, investors should be more cautious with regard to Germany than the UK or Italy. Despite the country's exposure to global growth and China, German companies have underinvested compared to their US peers. German auto manufacturers ignored the threat of electric vehicles, and the German government focused on fiscal discipline over infrastructure investments. These German corporate and government decisions could put Germany at a competitive disadvantage in the coming years. The third and final way to implement European equity exposure into a portfolio is through European sector exposure. More specifically, European financials. A targeted, more complex way to invest in Europe is to purchase regional financials. European banks continue to face business model pressures from negative interest rates. The European financial sector is beaten down, with banks cutting jobs, divesting assets, and trimming expenses. If the European economy improves, investors could rotate out of European fixed income and into equities. A move out of fixed income could pressure European interest rates, sending them higher. Higher interest rates, even if they only moved from negative to slightly positive, would benefit European banks and potentially improve investor sentiment to Europe's regional banks. In our view, this is the riskiest way to invest in Europe, but it also presents the most potential upside. Be sure to read the full report so you can look through the valuation and economics charts on page 3 as well as the full list of European ETFs on page 6. Thanks for listening today.